Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful. More and more parents are asking thoughtful questions about their children's emotional development, and today I want to talk with you about something really special: your child's journey toward emotional awareness and inner peace. If you've been wondering how to help your 6 or 7 year old develop emotional understanding and self-awareness, I want you to know something right away. You're already doing something wonderful just by being here, just by caring about this. And what you're witnessing in your child right now, it's not something that needs to be fixed or rushed. It's a beautiful developmental journey that's unfolding exactly as it should. Let me share what the magic book has taught me, along with some fascinating research that might change how you see this whole process. First, here's the truth that I wish every parent knew. Children ages 6 and 7 are in one of the most amazing developmental windows for building emotional self-awareness. According to the National Academies of Sciences, this is when their capacity for understanding their own feelings and recognizing emotions in others is really beginning to blossom. It's like watching a flower open. You can't rush it, but you can provide the sunshine and water it needs to grow. Doctor Gwendolyn Lawson from the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Psychiatry explains that emotional self-regulation enables children to benefit from learning in various social contexts. But here's what's so important to understand: this isn't something children master overnight. It's a developmental process that requires time, patience, and supportive guidance. Think about it this way. Your child is learning to recognize dozens of different feelings, understand what triggers those feelings, notice how feelings show up in their body, and then figure out what to do with all of that information. That's huge work for a developing brain. And they're doing this while also learning to read, make friends, follow classroom rules, and navigate a complex social world. The research is so clear on this. The Child Mind Institute emphasizes that when children are still developing emotional self-regulation skills, they are experiencing completely normal development, not delayed development, not problematic development, normal, beautiful, right on track development. So if your child sometimes struggles to name their feelings, or if they have big reactions that seem out of proportion, or if they're still learning how to calm themselves down when they're upset, that's not a sign that something's wrong. That's a sign that they're 6 or 7 years old, and their brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing at this age. Now, let me tell you what does help during this developmental phase, because this is where it gets really exciting. The research shows that social skills and feeling identification are the most frequently occurring components in evidence-based social-emotional learning programs for elementary students. When you're reading a story together, pause and ask, "How do you think that character is feeling right now?" When your child comes home from school, instead of just asking, "How was your day?" try, "What made you feel happy today? Was there anything that felt frustrating?" The magic book has shown me that children learn about emotions the same way they learn about everything else, through stories. Through observation, through gentle practice in safe relationships. And you know what that tells me? It tells me that the experts agree. The foundation of emotional awareness starts with simple, gentle practices. Here's what you can do, starting today. First, help your child build a feelings vocabulary. And I don't mean sitting them down for a formal lesson. I mean weaving emotional language into your everyday conversations. Second, teach them that all feelings are okay, even the uncomfortable ones. This is so important. When your child feels angry or sad or frustrated, they need to know that those feelings aren't bad or wrong. They're just information. They're messages from their body and heart, telling them something important. You might say something like, "I can see you're feeling really frustrated right now." Frustration is such an uncomfortable feeling, isn't it? It's okay to feel frustrated. Let's figure out what your frustration is trying to tell you. Third, model emotional awareness yourself. Children learn so much by watching us. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, you can say out loud, "I'm noticing I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed right now. I think I need to take some deep breaths and slow down for a minute." You're not burdening them. You're teaching them that grown-ups have feelings too, and that we can notice our feelings and respond to them with kindness. And fourth, practice simple calming strategies together. The research shows that behavioral coping skills and relaxation techniques appear in over 90% of evidence-based SEL programs. Things like deep breathing, counting to 10, going for a walk, drawing, or listening to calming music. These aren't just tricks to stop big feelings. They're tools that help children learn to work with their feelings instead of being overwhelmed by them. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the Magic Book and I think might be really helpful for your family. It's called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it's about two friends named Theo and Miles who discover something really beautiful. In this story, Theo and Miles learn that everyone, including grown-ups, has invisible worries and feelings that aren't always visible on the outside. They discover that small acts of kindness and compassionate listening can help heal hearts. And most importantly, they learn that noticing and caring about others' feelings is a beautiful way to practice emotional awareness. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how everyone experiences feelings and how recognizing those feelings with compassion is the beginning of true emotional intelligence. You could ask your child, "Have you ever had invisible worries like the ones in the story? What helps you feel better when you're worried?" This story is in the Book of Inara app, and it's specifically designed for 6 and 7 year olds. It's gentle, it's wise, and it teaches emotional awareness in a way that feels natural and magical. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. The journey toward emotional awareness and inner peace isn't a destination your child needs to reach by a certain age. It's a lifelong practice that begins right now, in childhood, with simple recognition of feelings and gentle guidance from caring adults like you. The National Academies of Sciences says it perfectly. Children develop emotional regulation skills through supportive relationships and guided practice in recognizing and managing emotions. That's you. You're providing that supportive relationship. You're offering that guided practice. And every time you validate your child's feelings, every time you help them name an emotion, every time you stay calm when they're having a hard time, you're building the foundation for lifelong emotional intelligence and inner peace. This isn't about achieving perfect emotional control. It's about growing awareness, building skills, and learning that feelings are a natural, important part of being human. You're doing such beautiful work with your child. The fact that you're here, learning about this, asking these questions, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You're thoughtful. You're caring. You're committed to supporting your child's emotional growth. And the Magic Book and I, we're here to support you every step of the way, with stories that teach, with wisdom that guides, and with the reminder that you and your child are exactly where you need to be. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.